Bessent takes the Clarity Act fight to the Wall Street Journal. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent published an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal on April 8th, calling on Congress to pass the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act, the federal bill that would split crypto oversight between the SEC and CFTC for the first time. He framed the legislation as necessary to keep the United States as the global financial standard for digital assets. The op-ed marks an escalation. Bessent has been pushing the Clarity Act since his February Senate Banking Committee testimony, where he told industry opponents to move to El Salvador. A WSJ opinion column carries a different weight. It is a formal, authored policy position directed at legislators and the financial establishment simultaneously. 3 weeks until the window closes, the timing is not accidental. Senate Banking Committee markup is targeted for the work period beginning April 13th. Senator Bill Hagerty said the bill could reach the full Senate before month's end. Senator Bernie Moreno put a harder edge on it. If the bill does not advance by May, digital asset legislation may not receive serious congressional attention for years. Galaxy Digital's head of research, Alex Thorne, was more blunt. If Clarity doesn't pass committee by the end of April, odds of passage in 2026 become extremely low, he said in March. The bill must reach the Senate floor by early May to remain viable. The math behind that urgency is simple. Republicans hold a four-seat House majority, 218 to 214. Polymarket traders give a 47% chance of a split Congress after the 2026 midterms, with 37% projecting a full Democratic sweep. If either scenario plays out, the Clarity Act as currently written is dead. TD Cowen projected the legislation might not return until 2027, with implementation potentially delayed until 2029. The substantive fights are mostly over. The bill's core disputes have been grinding toward resolution for months. Senator Cynthia Lummis told colleagues that stablecoin yield negotiations are 99% of the way to resolution, the single biggest sticking point that divided the banking and crypto lobbies. DeFi language has been addressed. Token classification criteria, the bill's central purpose, are largely settled. What remains is political packaging. Senate banking Republicans are now discussing attaching community bank deregulatory provisions to the Clarity Act in exchange for House acceptance of the Senate's housing package. The bill's content is ready. The legislative horse trading is not. Bessent's February testimony established the administration's position. He called the Clarity Act essential, saying it's impossible to proceed without it, and accused a nihilist group in the industry of preferring no regulation over workable rules. He named no companies, but the comment was widely interpreted as directed at Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong, who had pushed back on how the bill handles decentralized finance and token classification. What the Clarity Act would actually do. The Digital Asset Market Clarity Act, H.R. 3633, creates a framework for determining whether a digital asset is a security or a commodity. Tokens that meet certain decentralization thresholds would fall under CFTC jurisdiction. Those that do not would remain with the SEC. The bill includes registration pathways for exchanges, custody standards, and disclosure requirements. For the crypto card industry, the implications are direct. U.S. card issuers currently operate in a gray zone where any token offered as cashback, loaded onto a prepaid card, or held in a custodial wallet could theoretically be reclassified as a security. Clear jurisdiction lines reduce the legal risk of offering crypto rewards denominated in tokens. It also opens the door for more vendors to serve U.S. users, a market many have avoided due to regulatory uncertainty. The Genius Act, which established federal stablecoin rules, was signed in July 2025. Bessent called that signing a seminal moment for digital assets and dollar supremacy. The Clarity Act is the second half of the regulatory pair. Stablecoins are covered, market structure is not. The prediction market view Polymarket currently prices the Clarity Act at roughly 62% odds of passage in 2026. That number has held relatively steady since March, when the stablecoin yield breakthrough removed the most contentious policy obstacle. The remaining discount reflects the political risks. Midterm calendar pressure, the community bank attachment, and a Senate floor schedule already crowded by geopolitical priorities. BTC traded at $70,151 as of April 9th, down 1.1% over 24 hours. ETH sat at 275, down 2.8%. The Fear and Greed Index read 42, in neutral territory. Markets have not priced in any particular outcome on the Clarity Act, which suggests either indifference or an expectation that the bill passes without drama. If it stalls in committee past April, that calm assumption would need revisiting.